Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty, and I am getting ready to hit the road again today. I've got a pile to do. It's unbelievable. I heard Mercury was in retrograde, so all of this negative energy that's out there evidently soon shall pass, so breathe, be in peace, definitely feel positive energy, bring that closer to you. I went out into downtown today, and it just was, there was lots of tears and poverty and all kinds of things happening just in my downtown. It's like this amazing tear that the universe's heart must be crying in some way. I can't even describe what I experienced today. It was really quite emotional. But I'm thrilled because we're actually going to be speaking briefly for about 22 minutes with Chris Alexandria, who's not only an international speaker, but you know, he might actually be able to talk to us a little bit about what's going on and why there's so much negative vibes going on. Crazy stuff. I have been invited to speak at the Jacksonville, Florida Gluten-Free and Allergen-Free Awareness Event next month, so definitely all my Florida pals, definitely come and tune in and join me in regards to how to cope with food allergies. I'll make you laugh and I'll make you cry. Those are my promises. But at the end of the day, you're going to be more empowered, and that's what I do, and that's what I love to do. Don't forget as well to sign up for my newsletter so that you can keep up with me and become my Facebook friend. There's only a few thousand of you, and everybody learns from everybody on Facebook. It's really quite a huge community that is developing, and they're all co-inspiring each other, and I just love, love, love that. So facebook.com/celiacroads, that's me. And Monday nights is now my slot with David Duchesneau at Ask a PI. WMEX has scooped us up, so 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday nights. You'll learn a little bit more about the PI industry and the uses and values of that. So don't forget to tune in on Monday nights as well. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on Chris. Chris, how are you?
I am great, Rusty. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm so glad that you're on the show. I know that you have an angelic channeling aspect to your work, and I want to get into that.
Do.
But boy, the vibes have been wow. For those of us who are empathic, it's like I don't even want to go to the grocery store. I'm afraid that the bread's going to start breaking down.
Yeah, it's kind of like to get the number of that truck that just hit me.
it's like 1, 2, 3. Universal Valley.
the energies are fairly intense right now. And it's there's a lot of things going on. You mentioned Mercury is indeed in retrograde, but instead of, because you're talking to the reformed fighter, you know, I still argue with the energies, but I've learned that it's going to happen anyway. And if I can slip into it and go with that flow a bit more, it's so much more profound, so much more empowering. So retrograde, most of us know, not a great time to sign contracts. Electronical equipment can go screwy. My iPhone is no exception. All of a sudden, it doesn't like being an iPhone. It's having an identity crisis. So it's my daughters can't text me because they can't send me photos of their cats and stuff because my phone doesn't want to be an iPhone right now. It just wants to be a plain old phone. So it's really, really funny. But what's happening right now, the angels, the gang, as I collectively call them, told me almost a year ago, actually, November, December of last year, that 2014 is the year of the harvest. Meaning whatever seeds we're planting out there, whether it's indecision or, you know, really stepping into our power and really coming to terms with what we truly desire, and we take those steps forward versus saying, I'm trying. That's going to come to full fruition or beginning the full fruition next year, 2015. But this is the time of year, combining it with Mercury in retrograde, we're starting to shift already. So a lot of those things that aren't pleasing, that aren't of our residence, are really coming to light right now. I was just speaking with a beautiful store owner, or actually earlier today. They are having me come in for a long weekend to do readings and trunk show and the whole bit. And I said, gee, you know, but this doesn't this conflict with your expo? She goes, well, I'm not really going to talk about it right now, but, and I went, aha, there you go again. Relationships that aren't of your residence doesn't necessarily make them bad people, but not any longer of your energy level, are going to go bye-bye. And that allows them to attract more of who they are, but better still, because it is all about you, it allows you to attract exactly what you truly want, not what you think you want, but what you truly want. So a very long answer.
That's really, no, great answer. I think it's interesting. You know, you're considering this a harvest year because I'm harvesting. I've been with Carter.
Yeah. It's really, really crazy right now, and the energies are really heightening. I'm seeing it a lot within myself, very tired. Are you feeling more tired lately?
I'm exhausted. I can't even tell you. I'll get...
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but at least there's misery in the comfort of 2 hours here. It's just like, no, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to do that right now. So it's really, that's when it's most important to take that big old deep breath and go, okay, angels, wing and halo people, what is best for me right now? Do I need to take that walk? Do I need to, you know, we live on an island. Can I go down to the beach? Is that in my best interest and just sit and look for dolphins? Do I sit and approach more stores for our product line? Or do I just cuddle up with my dog and my cat and go, come here, and let's just, you know, have a little big old fur love fest?
Yeah. I would have loved to have done that today, but I had a couple of meetings, and they were like, wow.
Right.
I just don't even know how to wrap my head around what's going on with everything in the world. It's wow. It's amazing. So I want to pull us back because you have an incredible story and incredible job and role in this universe. I want to really get into who you are and what you do. And okay. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about universal vibes as we go, but the show's all about you. So tell us.
It's all about everybody, you know, how you and I can help empower other people. And sometimes it is sharing our story. And they go, oh, wow, if she can do it, so can I.
Right. So what do you do?
So I was ready for your first question. So what do I do? My official title is I am your transformational coach with Angelic Insights. So bottom line, I love... And I was laughing when I was listening to your intro. I love, 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 and I say that all the time, so I'm really not copying you. I love helping people become empowered. I love helping people realize how cool they are, how magnificent they are, and they're not afraid to fly that freak flag high because they're realizing when they do, they get more of what they really want versus what they think they're supposed to do. And by society standards or familiar standards. So through that, I've created a bunch of programs that the angels have given to me. And one of the things as a human, and you can probably, you've seen this in your practice, as a human, we like to make things difficult. You know, there's that old adage, anything worth having, you got to work hard for. And my response to that is, not necessarily.
I love that response.
Thanks. Yeah, it's one of my... See, and that's me. I like to bring humor into because we respond to humor. We'll remember that.
Exactly.
So all of the tools that they've given me that I pass on to clients are easy. But don't underestimate the power of easy. And that's why we respond to different things, you know, visual, aroma, words. So I have books I have beautiful jewelry. I have my own set of oracle cards, which kind of started the whole madness. We have candles that are officially debuting this weekend. So for you and all your readers, type in the code Happy Anniversary on my website with the candles, and you get 20% off. It's my husband's and I 29th anniversary this coming Sunday. Debut the candles and, you know, celebrate us.
Oh, so happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. We respond to all these things. So we created, with the angelic realm's help, much with their help and insistence and a periodic wing slapping, to devise these products, gather to me great candle makers, aromatherapists, you know, great coaches, great PR people, and keep moving it forward so I become more empowered to help even more people.
And what did you want to be as a child?
I wanted to be a psychologist, believe it or not.
That's
a great question. Yeah, well, I remember our seventh grade school counselor came in and he went around the room, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it was one of those out-of-mouth experiences. I said, I don't want to be a psychologist. And I remember clamping my mouth shut, looking around the room and said, basically, who just said that? Because there's not a psychologist in my family.
Right.
But my yearning to help others was so strong.
Right.
It came out even way back then. But, you know, you fast forward. Here's part of the story. You fast forward a few years. I go to the high school counselor, and I still swear she got a kickback to the school. I go to school for so not, you know, anything remotely empowering or helping another. I go to learn how to type on a little machine in a courtroom. Yeah.
I'm helping people. You're helping document people's lives. I mean, that in itself is a form.
Well, yeah, but I never did anything with it. I went to school. I took the certification test that says I knew what I was doing. Not a surprise. Didn't pass. Because you have, at the time, you had to take dictation. I think it was 250 words a minute. Now, I can talk pretty fast. But if you think about it, when we get excited, we talk very, very fast. So I never did anything with it. Became an administrative assistant, you know, secretary, and there's nothing wrong with it. Met my Mr. Wonderful guy, had wonderful children, but that became the emphasis of my entire life until our daughters started getting older, and I went, hey, I can't be with them every second of the day. And the angels came in, and they said, hello, remember us? I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, how you doing? So they started coming in more and more. I became obsessed with reading about them, meditating with them, discovering more about them, and getting that piece of paper, because we like that piece of paper that says we know what we're doing. You know, getting certified in a bevy of healing modalities like Reiki and magnified healing and IET, becoming a licensed Chris, becoming a certified soul coach, becoming a certified archangel enlightenment therapist. And then my husband's the whole time, what are you going to do with that? And that was what I called, I don't know years. The no, I don't know, but I feel like I have to take it. What are you going to do with this? Don't know. So it all came in, and then it marinated for a few years. And out of the mouths of babes, our eldest daughter came up to me. She was in high school at the time, and she goes, Mom, you chat with angels. Your business name is Angel Chatter. Obviously still using it. And I went, cool, I like it. It's kind of whimsical. It's kind of fun. It's me. And then she came back about 15, 20 minutes later, and she goes, oh, and here's your logo, which I adore. And we have many pieces that are renditions of our logo. So it's a very whimsical wings and halo. And very, very dear to me because, you know, our daughter made it up. She gave it to me.
Yeah.
So this, very, very blessed in that aspect, but that's how it's kind of all come to be. And I didn't even realize, I thought I was just on this journey like many of us are, and I'm learning and I'll figure it out one day. And then it was when I had a phone reading and one of the angels, the woman called in with Archangel Ariel. And mm-hmm. again, another out-of-mouth experience. I said, Pinky! And I literally had one of those mouth clamping moments again, and I'm looking around the house. The only one that's in the house are me, our dog, and two cats. so I know it was me, and I don't remember anything else about that reading. I'm going, what the hell was that? Who are you? So my husband's traveling, so I go to bed that night, and I went, all right, everybody that was at this reading, front and center, I've got to figure this out. So Ariel comes in, but now expecting her, I went, oh, it's you. Because you see, as a child, she's my guardian angel. And as a child in a crib, I did not know the name Ariel. But because she resonates in that color pink, and I knew pink, I called her Pinky. So that was a confirmation for me that I've been doing this my whole life.
Right.
But just like so many of us, forgot or pushed it down in that vein of wanting to fit in, be part of the in crowd, wanting to be normal. Because let's face it, chatting with angels is not your run-of-the-mill job. It's a little on the unusual side. So, you know,
I don't think so anymore. I think at one point it was esoteric. It was very much, you know, circus side, correct type concept. But I think now there are more people coming out with their abilities that I think that's softening that stigma, if that makes sense.
Oh, without a doubt. But I'm still actually amazed, even when we do metaphysical expos, how many people are like, wow. Now, that's a place where it's certainly much more accepting. But if we, for example, our neighborhood a couple of years ago, we were living someplace else, had a big neighborhood holiday gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people knew what I did. And what is a question that people most often ask when you're at a cocktail party? Hey, nice to meet you.
What do you do?
Right. So one of the women that knew what I did, I see her grinning, and she sits back, and I said, what? She goes, go ahead. She says, I love watching people's reactions when you tell them what you do. I'm like, okay, now you're making me a big show.
Right.
And sure enough, so I told them, she's over there giggling. I swear this couple, if they could have gotten up and they checked their clocks, like, oh, my, I didn't realize how late it was. We got to go. So there's still part of that out there. But I have come to terms that it's okay. You know, not everybody is going to get it. And why? I tell my clients often, you know, guess what? Baskin and Robbins has 31 flavors of ice cream for a reason. We all don't want the same thing. It'd be a really boring world if we lived in the same house, had the same mate. It'd be boring. So therefore, we learn and we, again, resonate with different tactics. We connect with different people. My people just also happen to have wings and halos. So it all works.
Right, exactly. So talk to us a little bit about your practice. How do you, a perfect example today, I was talking to somebody who, very like-minded with us, but it brought me to tears when I went into this waiting room because there was just so much poverty and so much anger and so much disdain and feelings of frustration that they're never going to get up out of the situation. It was very engulfing. And we were just talking about the people that are on the front lines of this situation and how they have to compartmentalize and try not to take these people's emotions on daily. What do you suggest? How do you suggest people work on that?
Oh, that's such a loaded question because you have someone like yourself who is empathic, that absorbs everything, that just now wants to go to the car and cry and get it all out, which is beneficial, but it doesn't really empower you or them. So I'm going to pretend you're my client for a moment. My first instinct, you would call it, would be to ask you, are you familiar with energy cords? And your response would be?
My response would be a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. So that's a beautiful answer. Whenever you interact with anybody, a cord of energy is attached. It's why you feel so strong when you're with somebody. You can think of someone you've even just passed in a store in a public area, didn't even talk with them, but you kind of went, ew, and you felt something, you almost like brushed your arm to get them off of you, that's a cord of energy that is attached. Now, we all, unfortunately, have had some point in our lives, people or a person that just constantly drains us, whether we are physically with them or not. Just think about them and you start getting tired or getting a headache or, you know, some sort of thing that's not nice. That's that cord of energy between you and that person that is still attached and running. So we're going to, here's your homework, here's your education for the day. Learn how to cut the cord. It's very, very easy. I work with three angels in this scenario, and I call them the trifecta. I have Archangel Michael. He's always, I've never seen him not depicted without. And in this case, the sword is going to cut those cords. He is the patron saint of the police force of the United States. He's all about protection and empowering. Mm-hmm. Next up in the trifecta, we have Raphael, the healer. He's the doctor. And then last but not least, someone not as well known, we have Zachiel. Zachiel works with what is called the violet flame, but for this scenario, think of the crystal amethyst. All amethyst does, or one of the big things it's known for, is always clearing the energy around you. That's why metaphysical stores feel so good. There's a bunch of amethyst geodes in there just constantly taking kaka and putting it back to its original state of purity. So it feels really yummy.
Right.
So you never have to worry about cutting the way I teach my clients and customers. You never have to worry about cutting a cord that, one, is not ready, or two, is attached to someone that you love, because love is indeed the strongest emotion, the strongest energy, and can never get cut. If, you know, speaking of my marriage, if one of us kicks the bucket first, even then still, that love cord cannot be cut. It's there. It fulfills you. It sustains the both of you. But those people that are the drainers, the energy vampires, you could hear them called, the headache people, don't go for those cords first and that earnestness to become whole again. Because that's what energy cord cutting has done. It stops you from being pulled like taffy, and it brings your energy back to your physical container, hence empowering you. But if you do what I suggest regularly, ideally daily, by the time that energy vampire shows up, that cord has diminished in its power, in its connection to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so go through it, because we're actually, believe it or not, we're running out of time. But
okay, so here it is.
With all the chattering that's going on Facebook, and right now people are really digging us. So go through the step-by-step. How do you cut that cord? Let's get rid of those boo-boos.
Well, you want to get rid of the caca. So this is how we do this. Michael, thank you for cutting all cords that no longer serve me. Write that down. Raphael, thank you for healing as each cord is cut. Kiel, thank you for transmuting all cords. Done.
And you do that every day.
Oh, yeah, and if you are someone like you that sees clients on a regular basis, I tell all of my clients this, you know, when my session is done, I give you a hug. They go, aw. I'm like, well, yeah, I like hugs, but that's become my nonverbal cue between me and the gang. Cut the cords. I don't want your crap. You sure don't want mine.
Right, exactly.
So that keeps, when we do shows, I can do upwards to 50 readings over the course of a weekend. But my readings will be spot on at the very end of the day as they are at the beginning of the day, because I constantly cut the cords. And that helps you to be very, very present, to be very, very empowered.
Well, and the kind of work that we do and the kind of openness that we have, we're susceptible to quite a bit of energy draining. And
For example,
on Sunday, I had this wonderful opportunity to speak in front of a group of people, and they're in tough times, and it was beautiful, and it was humbling, and the energy was great, and they were very welcoming. But when we got to some of the tougher topics about, you know, self-blame and things like that, it became very overwhelming for me because there was just several people that started tearing up and crying, and it's very normal cathartic stuff, but here I am, Mrs. Sensitive, sure. Mushy Gush, going, oh, okay, come on, cut me. Where's that big smart block?
You're trying to hold people. No, I understand.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But that's how easy it is. So you don't have to go to a practitioner to have them cut your cords. You can if you wish a session, but I'm all about empowering you. You can't get mm-hmm. any easier than that. Because when I was
where do we find you,
Michael? Oh, thank you for asking. Angelchatter.com is my website. Also, once you find me on social media, rather hard to get rid of me. Chris Alexandria on Facebook. I also have a closed group called Angel Chatter. We do keep it closed, which means you have to ask to join. That way mm-hmm. we keep it sacred space. And any of those nefarious, you know, people, they get quickly right. booted out. And Twitter, Angel Chatter. Instagram, Angel Chatter. So I'm all over the place. Thanks to my eldest daughter, who is also a very great social media PR person. So she's helping me behind the scenes. But, yeah, so that's, like I said, Chris Alexandria is my name. And the website is Angel Chatter. And we have so many lovely, lovely products. And I do offer private sessions.
All right, very cool. Now you have 1 minute before I have to end the show, and I forgot about our new sponsor, so I've got to do that too. But I want to give you an opportunity, about a minute and a half, minute-ish, to really give us an idea as to what we can take away from today's show. What is your big message that over, I don't even know now, I know it's over 300,000 listeners internationally, can walk away and chew on for today?
What I tell every single person is that you are worthy to have everything you absolutely desire. So I've developed a system called Askformations. It takes affirmations and mantras, which are statements, and flips them around into questions. Use this Askformation, why am I worthy of all I desire? And then here's the really cool part. You let the universe and the angels answer you. It makes it so easy. You don't have to go looking for answers and being a little know-it-all. So why am I worthy of all I desire?
Because I am part of the universe.
You don't even have to look for the answer, sweetie. That's the beauty. You just ask the question, and the universe keeps supporting you and showing you why. By putting great people in your path, more great guests for your radio show, more great speaking gigs, fantastic clients who get who you are. There's not a lot of explaining that needs to go on. What do? Really? How can you help? They just get it because they see who you are and they support you.
Right.
And
that's a beautiful moment.
It is a beautiful, beautiful moment. And Askformation, because it's another topic for a whole show in itself. But since it's come to me, thanks to the guys and thanks to a young man who lived with us for a few years, it is and can be life-changing and life-transformational. I've seen it with my own client base and the customers, and then, of course, my lovely chatters on our Facebook group. So it's quite a powerful thing. So once you start finding me, you'll see me throwing out Askformation every Monday. It's Mantra Monday. It goes in the weekly newsletter. There's a weekly Askformation. And I get notes back on a regular basis like, wow, this is so cool. Like, yeah. Lovely.
That's right. I remember now, I'm looking at your website, and we're running out of time, but I remember how cool you were. Now I remember.
Thank you.
I have thousands and thousands of people that want to be on the show, and I'm really, really blessed for that. And I never always, I can't always remember why I want you on the show at the time,
right.
But I just know that there's a reason, and that's why. So without further ado, I want to thank you so much, Chris, for your insight and your love and your adoration for the universe and the world and being able to connect us with some really cool healing tools that we can do without paying $1 billion. And you don't even have to really be completely brave about it. You just do it every day and make it a little mantra and cut those cords and things will get better. And perfect timing to have you on. It's amazing how the universe works, isn't it?
Love it. Thank you so much, Rusty, for having me on. I really appreciate it. It was a great show.
All right, darling. Big hugs to you and yours. So we were listening to Chris Alexandria from Angel Chatter. Go check out her website. She's got some really cool, fun jewelry and things. And this episode of Living and Thriving with Rusty was brought to us by May I Learn English, Indiegogo.com. Check her out. She is an amazing teacher who teaches English. She's all about helping children with disabilities and helping them learn how to speak English in a fun, proactive way. She's really cool. Go to Indiegogo.com and check out her video. It just brings joy to my heart to watch her teach these kids. Love it, love it. So thank you, Indiegogo, for being the sponsor of today's conversation with Chris Alexandria at angelchatter.com. And until Sunday night, know that I love you. Know that you're beautiful. Know that I wouldn't be able to walk this path with as much grace without you, because it's so much fun to meet all of these people together. Until next time, well, actually until Sunday night, keep smiling. Know that it's contagious, and right now this world needs a good contagion.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.